5 today. After 6 months of allegations, criminal charges, and bitter divorce proceedings, Bishop Thomas Weeks III pleaded guilty to aggravated assault. Bishop Weeks now admits that he choked and stomped on his wife, televangelist Juanita Bynum, outside an Atlanta hotel. Fox News' Angelique Proctor joins us now from downtown Atlanta tonight with details. Angelique?
Russ and Lisa, what a dramatic outcome. Bishop Thomas Weeks III has taken responsibility for his actions last August and pleaded guilty under the first offender status. Now, that means if he completes his 3 years probation that he received without a problem, this entire criminal case will be erased from his record.
Be allowed to plead guilty to count one, aggravated assault. The state will then docket counts 2, 3, and 4.
Bishop Thomas Weeks III changed his position and admitted he lost his cool, grabbed his wife Juanita Bynum's throat, threw her to the ground, and began kicking her back in August outside this Atlanta hotel. Weeks' father, who is also a bishop in Delaware, was in the courtroom. After the dramatic plea, the once estranged husband and wife held a joint news conference.
I have never been one who wanted to offend any person. I've never laid my hands on my wife to hurt her, but I did. But I did. I did push her. Subsequently, other things took place. And because it's the law, it's the right thing to do.
When I saw him, it allowed me to reflect on the first time we got married. And I just saw so much time wasted and so much that had been lost. And I just kind of looked over at him and just said, this has got to stop.
The guilty plea to aggravated assault came with no jail time and 3 years probation. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says Bynum asked him to take jail time off the table after she was contacted by Weeks' elderly grandfather. And that no jail time apparently made the big difference. You might remember about 3 weeks ago, both of these parties attempted to come up with a plea and couldn't resolve one. Today, I am told by Ed Garland, because the jail time was taken off the table, his client was willing to plead guilty to aggravated assault. Again, 3 years probation. The other aspects of this plea, no violent contact with Juanita Bynum, 200 hours of community service work that are non-church related, and anger management classes. Reporting live from downtown, Angelique Proctor, Fox 5.
Local, late breaking. This is Channel 2 Action News Nightbeat. Coverage you can count on.
No matter what people thought about me, I was determined that this could be made right.
Televangelist Juanita Bynum opens up to Channel 2 for the first time since her estranged husband admitted he hit her. Good evening, I'm John Pruitt.
And I'm Monica Pearson. Dr. Bynum was at first very hesitant to talk, but when we sat down tonight, she bared her soul about nearly everything, including getting back with her husband, Bishop Thomas Weeks. First, we talked about personal text messages she sent to Bishop Weeks he made public today.
It was not me pursuing Bishop Weeks and him trying to make me look like some weak-warned woman that wants him back.
Dr. Juanita Bynum, in an hour-long interview, also discussed with me suggestions that when the couple appeared in court earlier this week, it looked as if there might be a reconciliation of their marriage.
I reached out to him in that attorney's office, because what I was exemplifying is the hope of a future. And you let out your vulnerable feelings at the hope of a future, instead of me waiting to see if there's been change for the future.
Do you think he loves you, really?
I believe in the beginning, Bishop Weeks loved me. I believe Bishop Weeks loves me as much as he know how at this particular point.
Dr. Bynum told me she is undergoing counseling. She also revealed that she has several new projects in the works and she wants to move on with her ministry and her life.
So today in the media, I was only accused of loving Bishop Weeks. That's all I did. That's all my Texas meant. And if that's an accusation, then I'm guilty. I'm guilty of loving him. And now I gotta move on. I gotta move on.
I spent more than an hour with televangelist Bynum tonight, and she revealed to me how she is getting through this, and the way will surprise you. Plus, she talks about the future of her ministry. That part of my interview you will hear tomorrow on Action News. And beginning tomorrow, you can see my entire interview with Dr. Bynum on our website, WSBTV.com. Now, Tuesday, Bishop Thomas Weeks pleaded guilty in a Fulton County courtroom to assaulting Dr. Bynum. He also apologized for his actions in court. A judge sentenced him to 3 years probation and 200 hours of community service. The incident took place in an Atlanta hotel parking lot last August.